Here on Stateside, we introduced you to the acclaimed documentary Burn, 1 year on the front lines of the battle to save Detroit. We talked with filmmakers Brenna Sanchez and Tom Putnam and retired Detroit firefighter Dave Parnell. We spoke to them about what it took to make the film, including a big, big helping hand in the way of money from executive producer Dennis Leary and also from General Motors and a grassroots Kickstarter campaign. If you have ever wondered what's it like to run into that burning building when everyone else is running out, you will get the answer watching Burn. And you begin to get an idea of the sense of brotherhood between the firefighters and the challenges faced by firefighters across the country who try to fulfill their mission of saving lives and property, even as cash-strapped cities and townships cut budgets and hand out layoff notices. We wanted to explore that in more depth, so today we welcome two of the Detroit firefighters who are featured in Burn, both second-generation firemen and both born and raised on Detroit's East Side. Chris Palm and Tony Angelucci, welcome to Stateside. Tony, I'm going to start with you. How important was it to you to see this film come together and give the world some idea of your job?
At first, it was shocking to see what we do. You know, we're always doing it, so we don't get a chance to sit back and watch, and just seeing life-taking chances that we take into going into these burning buildings, you know, and these roof collapses and everything else, these rescues.
Chris, does it feel very different watching? I get the sense Tony's saying that it's different watching it than being in the middle of it.
Oh, absolutely. I think for most of us, if not all of us, you go into, when that alert goes off, you go into a different mode. We can go from joking around to, as soon as that alert goes off, it's serious. And when you get to the scene, if there's a fire and you just do your job, it's more of an instinct. And you just do it, and you do it good, and you get done, and you go home. And then to see it on film kind of makes you wonder, like, oh, why are we doing that type thing? But it puts it in a whole new perspective. Because, like I said, when you pull up on that scene, if you got smoke showing or flames showing, you go in a different mode, and to see it on film, it's a whole different point of view.
My late father was a fire captain, and I can remember even back in the 60s when I was a kid hearing him grumbling about things going on in our town when, for example, a contract would be up. And I remember he was especially, I think, as insulted as he was hurt that some woman said, well, you don't do anything anyway. You sit around and drink coffee. Do you think the public doesn't really get what it is you guys do?
I would say in Detroit, a lot of the public knows kind of what we do because they see it on a daily basis because there's so much fire in the city. After 9/11, firemen and cops and first responders, we were like top priority. Everyone loved us. They still do, but you don't see it as much now. And I think, and unfortunately for the brothers and sisters that we lost in 9/11, it's shocking to realize that the citizens and the politicians do not see what we do.
What are your thoughts on that, Tony, just with the world not really appreciating what it takes to do your job?
Well, they just don't see what we see. Just the arson, all the abandoned buildings that we see every day. When you make that 911 call, we are first on the scene, no matter what it is. You know, if it's a plane crash, a fire, an accident, it's just hard to see that, you know, and to believe that people think that that's all we do is just sit around. But we do community events, we do school events. We just don't sit around. We do have downtime, but that's very rare in Detroit.
I'm kind of wondering your thoughts, both of you. What do you think sets Burn apart and above previous movies about firefighters? I'll toss out Backdraft and Ladder 49 as two fairly recent ones that come to mind. What do you think makes Burn special, Chris?
It's the real deal. There's no props. It's real fire, real smoke, real heat. And those other movies, they show the inside the fire, and it's like you're standing in a normal room. That is absolutely not how it is. Nothing was scripted. It was all real footage. And I think to get that and the way that we got it and how well Tom and Brenna put it together sets it apart from any other firefighter movie that has been made.
I think the helmet cams just are what make it so mind-blowing.
Yeah, the helmet cams are really take you into the fire with us and see what we see You can't feel the heat, but you can almost see what we can see going into a fire. That's just the beginning. Once we're into the fire, it just turns black, and you can't see nothing else. You just feel with your ears where you're going, try to find a fire.
As we were watching it, we were kind of getting a sense of, wow, I can only imagine what the smell is like and what that heat is like.
The heat is just, it's nothing like it in the world, the heat, where it's coming from. It's just unexplainable.
I'm speaking with firefighters Chris Palm and Tony Angelucci, Detroit firefighters, who are featured in the acclaimed documentary Burn, 1 year on the front lines of the battle to save Detroit. I'm wondering, what could both of you tell us, or what do you remember about your first big run, major fire, when you were rookies? Was it excited? Was it scared? Do you remember it, Chris?
Oh, I was scared to death. Being that my dad was on the fire department, and my older brother, the day before my first day going to the engine house, I asked him, "Hey, what? You got any advice, or what can I expect in my day?" I just remember him looking at me, and he just said, "Stay low." So actually, my first day in the engine house, I was probably there about 15 minutes, and I caught my first fire. And on the way there, I'm going, "Oh no, oh no!" And then we pulled up, and it was blowing out the upstairs window. And I had a really good boss with me, so he grabbed me and called me down and said, "Okay, let's go do it." He goes, "I'm not going to go anywhere. You're not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to be. So let's go do it." And did it. Now it's no fire is the same, that's for sure. But you kind of get used to each guy. Each crew, I should say, has a routine when it comes to putting out a fire.
Tony, how about your first fire?
Yeah, my first fire, I was scared to death. You're told in the academy, your first fires, these are the two first fires you don't want to have, a basement fire or an attic fire.
Hmm.
And the luck of the draw was my first fire was an attic fire. So you're trying to go up the stairs with all this heat pushing down, you know, it's coming down the stairs because there's only one way in, one way out of an attic. And it was cooking up there. I was walking into an oven. But like Chris says, you have a boss with you, and you got to trust your life in his hands because he knows what's going on, and he's with you at all times. And you know, once you get up there, you put the fire out, and it's a sense of accomplishment that you're doing your job and you're learning at the same time.
But, and I would say the way we fight fires that we've been trained, there's technique involved. We just don't go running in and run right to the fire. I mean, we got the line, we open it up, we're sweeping the floor. A lot of the fire you listen for. Then you got your bosses and the other firefighters that are looking around, opening walls up, stuff like that. So it's a lot of technique. It's not like we're just jumping right into the middle of the fire.
Right.
Fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, we have a lot of experience in the city. That's why I think our injury rate is down, but it's up right now because we're so short, but and we're doing so much.
The film focuses clearly on your group of firefighters in Detroit, but it really does speak to the struggles and challenges of firefighters and first responders all across the country in our current economy. It really hit me. I heard one of the guys in the film saying he'd been a firefighter for 21 years and in the last 11 years had gotten nothing in terms of a pay raise, and everybody has second jobs. And it got me wondering, what do you think that the general public really needs to understand and recognize about the men and women of the public employee unions who are these first responders? You guys, what does the public not get? I'll start with you, Chris.
I would say that every time we go to work or get a call, we're leaving our family behind. We go to work in the morning, and there's a great possibility that we might not be coming home. And we're gone. We miss birthdays and Christmas and holidays, and we sacrifice a lot for the citizens. We love to do it. We love our job. That's why we're still doing it. It's definitely not doing it for the pay, that's for sure. Because if we were, we wouldn't be there.
Tony Angelucci and Chris Palm, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Burn is showing until Friday at AMC Theaters in Livonia and Sterling Heights. The filmmakers are still raising money to increase distribution, and part of the proceeds from Burn will go to the Leary Firefighters Foundation to buy equipment for Detroit firefighters. Find out more on the website, DetroitFireFilm.org, and we've put a link up on our website at MichiganRadio.org.